Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, what we're going to be covering today is the scream heard around the world. I have a video here, and I have to be super careful because there's many expletives. And that's not allowed to be on the air, nor would I want it on the air. James 1:26, Ephesians 4:29, or Colossians 3:8, because it doesn't need to be in the ears of the American people or people on a global basis. But it is important that you hear her heart, because you can feel her heart. She has my heart, and I believe more than anything, this is the voice of the people on a global basis that have suffered loss concerning those that are responsible for the genocide taking place on a global basis. So we're going to be getting to that in just a couple minutes. I want to cover something before we get to that, and it involves premising everything that we do on the Word of God, because that's where it needs to be, okay? Yesterday, when I was online, again, people posting scriptures out of context, completely unscriptural nonsense, and I'm going to take the time to correct it. Let me say this, and I want you all to listen to me carefully, please. Those that are not zealous against error are not zealous for the truth. Let me say it again. Those that are not zealous against error, they're not zealous for the truth. They could care less. And you got to ask yourself the question is, if they're okay just to parrot whatever they hear, where's the love to make sure that it's good and pure that goes into the hearts of other men? Because it's the engrafted word that is enabled to save our souls. And we want to make sure that it's the pure word of God. We don't want it adulterated. We don't want it muddied down, compromised. We don't want diplomatic answers to what the word says, so on and so forth. We want what the word says. So I have a post in front of me right now. If you want to check it out, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page. Subscribe to that page, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. This is what it says. Only through prayer will Satan's plans be destroyed. Wow. Only through prayer will God's plans be established. Amen. And of course, when you go to all the comments, I'm the only one that took the time to say that's not scriptural. Okay? Amen, brother. Amen, sister. Amen, another guy said. Amen, amen. I put, not true. It's not true. The American people have been dummied down over the last 60 years in this country by the hirelings, the prostitutes. That's what the word means, defined out in Webster's 1828. A hireling is a prostitute or a mercenary paid to do the job. Okay? And what the people in this country have been doing far too long is listening to the prostitutes and the mercenaries in the pulpits who have no care for the sheep. As a matter of fact, they're responsible for opening up the gates to the wolves that devour the sheep, not the other way around. John 10, read the whole chapter, you'll understand. But only through prayer will Satan's plans be destroyed. I can't find that in Scripture. I thought the love of God is keeping His commandments. Then it goes on and says, only through prayer will God's plans be established. Amen. That's not what Scripture tells us. Not at all. Here, as a matter of fact, let me tell you this, friends. By the way, I'm not denouncing prayer. Absolutely not. And I'm going to show you that in just a moment. I am denouncing this unscriptural, biblical, illiterate nonsense that people post continuously. Matthew Henry said, we do not trust God but tempt Him when our expectations slacken our exertions. In other words, people are praying for the Lord to do for them what God has commanded them to do. So He can highlight a chronos and a kairos moment. That's where God meets man. Well, some will say, Bradley, explain further. Okay, I will. What good is it, my brethren, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can that faith save him? If a brother or sister is poorly clothed and lacking in daily food, and one of them says to them, go in peace and be warmed and filled without giving them the things needful for the body, what good is it? So also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. Paul said, you have faith and I have works. Show me your faith apart from your works, and I will show you my faith by my works. Okay? Faith without works is dead, folks. No, these posts are unscriptural because this is only the first half of the command. Where are the works that meet our faith? Because again, faith without works is dead. Let me give you a prime example of what I'm talking about. You all heard of Frederick Douglass. He was like the predecessor to that of the likes of a Martin Luther in his time back in the 1800s. He was a former slave. And he said, you know, for 20 years, I prayed to be free. He wanted to be a free man. He was enslaved. And he said, I prayed and I prayed and I prayed. He said, nothing ever became of it. He said, until I put my feet to my prayers. Then and only then did I become a free man. Hey, folks, Scripture is clear when it tells us faith without works is dead. And when you see posts like this that leave off the work side of it, and I know people like to do that. As a matter of fact, I'm going to go over there right now. I believe I'm giving somebody an answer back right now. When you go to Ephesians, someone's saying right now, Ephesians 2:8, Bradley, you're saved by grace through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. I'm not talking about saving ourselves. I'm talking about once we're saved, because we hear all day long, well, I'm saved, I'm saved, I'm saved. And you never hear the second part of that to a man that's really saved. Well, the question that I have for you is, what have you been saved from, and what is it that you've been now saved for? Because when you read Ephesians 2:8, what does it say? For by grace are you saved through that, through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. But wait a second, not of works, lest any man should boast. Make distinction between ceremonial and moral law. Then he says in verse 10, in context, for we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Oh my goodness, I mean, I just don't understand what people don't understand, but what they do again, like a bunch of useful idiots, they just sit there and they parrot what they're told rather than doing their own due diligence for themselves to actually see what Scripture says in context. I mean, can you make it up? No, you really can't make it up. Here, I want to show you something again. And when I go to Titus 2, I want to show you what it tells us at the very end. Who gave Himself for us, Titus 2:14, that He might redeem us from all iniquity. That's a work of the Holy Ghost, Titus 3:5, and purify unto Himself a peculiar people. What? What does it say after that? What most people in the modern day church don't put into context? Zealous of good works. And then he says, speak these things. Exhort people, rebuke with all authority, and let no man despise thee. We're going to get right to it on the other side. Sons of Liberty
Radio.com. This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on TheForgeNews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at Herbonomic.com.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I'm sitting here thinking about this, and I want to make a couple more points because they're point worthy in so many different ways. I'm just countering this nonsense these biblical illiterates are posting again online. Only through prayer will Satan's plans be destroyed. Baloney, in part, not as a whole. Only through prayer will God's plans be established. It's not true. There's a second part to this, folks, and this is what the church in America has completely left off. You're saved, you say, but what are you saved for? Jesus said if you're truly saved that you'll follow me, and if you follow me, you will become a fisher of men, Matthew 4:19. Are you fishing for men? Because if not, like Charles Spurgeon said, you can rest assured, if you have no desires for others to be saved, rest assured, you yourself are not saved. That's exactly right. If I've been saved by the Christ and I'm filled by the Holy Ghost, Romans 5:5, I'm going to do the same thing that my big brother did, the captain of my salvation, the lion of the tribe of Judah did and is doing. Oh, and by the way, it's not walking around with a little what would Jesus do bracelet on. It's not what would Jesus do. It's what is Jesus doing. But again, there's the modern gospel for you. Let me give you a parable, if you will. Because I was thinking about this last night, because I see, again, this all across the country in the American church. They sit inside of the building and they preach the word, in part, most of the time, out of context most of the time. They love to give you historical facts. They love to talk about, you know, the word of God as if to suggest that it's a storybook. But yet the Bible says that we're written epistles for all men to read, and that the letter killed, but the spirit giveth life. Where's the life? And if we're called to be ministers of the flames of fire, that fire is contagious. Hebrews 1:7. But we're missing that. I want you to, again, take this as a parable, if you will, before we get into the main topics here. Because I've got many to cover today, and I have you for 2 hours today. Can you imagine the greatest generation, back in the 40s, when they were hearing about this little weirdo in Germany with a little half-mustache on his face named Adolf Hitler? who, of course, was the one to catapult the world into war. He was the point man. Isn't it interesting, folks, as he was being highlighted over and over and over again, friends, the American people heard about how bad he was. Oh, and I want you to remember this, too. This is just a side note, a free note. Do you remember Roosevelt said that back before World War II? He said that our boys will never put foot on foreign soil. And yet after World War II, 405,399 men fought and bled fighting against a tyrant across the pond named Adolf Hitler. Now, can you imagine those boys back in the 40s, again, the greatest generation, can you imagine them having all the information concerning who the enemy was? Can you imagine that generation, the ones that were called to fight out the Adolf Hitler and did at the expense of their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honors? Can you imagine, just like our forefathers, can you imagine if that's all they did was to write to their neighbors and write to their friends and to their communities, cities, and to their own states within the United States of America? Can you imagine if that's all they did was to write about how bad Adolf Hitler was? Can you imagine if that's where they stopped? Can you imagine if they just took it no further than actually showed their faith with their works? Can you imagine that? Because if that was the case, you wouldn't have the freedoms that you have today. And yet this is what we hear in the pulpits today. They're impotent. They're weak. They're capitulators. Oh, Bradley, that's a broad stroke. No, it's not. It's a safe assessment, let me tell you. A real safe one. Because if it wasn't true, then why are you in the position that you're in today? But again, I want you to imagine the greatest generation, the ones that fought off Adolf Hitler at their expense. And can you imagine them, instead of them fighting against Adolf Hitler, they did nothing but sat back and highlighted all the crimes of Adolf Hitler and did nothing more. Isn't that the American church? Isn't that what the conservatives of the day become, friends? Now, I want you to also consider the fact that if they didn't go to that cross and fight off that tyrant per se, metaphorically speaking, natural to the spiritual, 1 Corinthians 2:14, can you imagine where we would be today? Matter of fact, I talked to one of the band of brothers, Shifty Powers, who was a sharpshooter back in World War II. He was a part of the 101st Airborne. And if you ever seen the band of brothers, we had several of those guys that were friends with this ministry. When I was talking to Shifty Powers, I called him up and he was at the airport, and I said, "Shifty, where are you at?" He said, "I'm in Virginia. That's where he lived." And I said, "Well, I'd love to come meet you." He says, "Well, it can't happen now. I'm at an airport, but we can talk for a little bit." So I talked to him for a couple minutes, and I just told him, I said, "Thank you very much for what you did. Not what you prayed for. Not what you talked about. Thank you for what you did, and thank you for what those 405,399 men did, giving us the freedoms that we have today." He said, "Well, don't thank me," he said. He said, "Thank those men that are 6 feet under the ground." He said, "Those are the real heroes." Hey, folks, let me tell you who the real hero is. Jesus Christ, the captain of our salvation, who showed us what we were supposed to do. The real heroes are the apostles who wrote the book of Acts. Acts. Let me say it again. Acts. Not comments. Not journalism. Not highlighting the crimes of the enemy. Nope. They took it to the enemy and they won the day. Oh, they prayed. Rest assured, they prayed always. But they also did. And again, folks, I know that there's a lot of people out there that just don't understand that. But common sense comes into play. And yet common sense is the very element that's missing from so many people on so many different levels in the United States of America, sad to say. And we need to write that. Now, I'm also here to tell you, I have never been a part of that, and I will never be a part of just talking about what needs to be done. I will never be a part, by the grace of God, of just talking about what needs to be done. We are continuously doing in this ministry, and we're going to continuously do. Read or go over to sonsoflibertyradio.com and check out the fruit in the basket of the ministry. That's how Christ is glorified, John 15:8. sonsoflibertyradio.com. Now, I want to say this, too. I know a lot of people don't like it because they may have to endure affliction. Well, I just got done reading the whole book of Luke again. Love the book of Luke. Love the New Testament. Folks, I read the Bible. When I'm done, I just sit there and put my hands over it. And I have a real love for the Word of God. A real love. Why? Because He is who He says He is. That's how I'm fed on a daily basis. So I feed on the bread of life, John 6:35. I couldn't do without it. We're rich in faith, folks. Those that are poor in the world, and I'm talking about the we lack the destitute of the righteousness of Jesus Christ. We're poor that way. We have a need of Christ. That's the best place in the world to be, having a dependency upon your Creator. Why? Because He can constantly feed you on a 24/7 basis and continuously exemplify His faithfulness to us as His kids on this earth as it is in heaven. But don't forget, His will be done on this earth as it is in heaven, right? That's what we prayed, okay? And that contradicts again this prayer. Only through prayer will Satan's plans be destroyed. Only through prayer will God's plans be established. Amen. No, it was the cross of Calvary that destroyed Satan's plans. Period. It is finished. That was it. It was the biggest mistake Satan ever made. Had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory, but they did, not understanding the power of God unto salvation. That's the mind of the Spirit of God right then and there. But again, I know people don't, they don't want to be hated by all men for His name's sake, like Scripture tells us. Folks, I know people who can't even take a little critiquing, name-calling. Oh, I've seen it forever in the ministry. Used to have a guy in the ministry. I was under fire constantly by the mainstream media. I was in the papers constantly, in the news constantly, for standing against the sodomite agenda and the illegal abortion agenda. They're both illegal. Media was just relentlessly pounding me. It was okay. Everybody loved me until they had to endure for themselves just a little bit. We had a guy come down to the ministry center, and he started talking to my right-hand guy during that particular time. This is 3 years into ministry, still a baby ministry. And all of a sudden, he started asking him questions. And you know what he started to report in the papers? He started calling him Mr. Fidget. Mr. Fidget. Why? Because he couldn't take the heat. You know they have those horses? They put them over the top of the fire. And if the horse can endure the flame for a certain amount of time, they can use them for war. But if they can't, they can't use them for war. He wasn't war worthy. Do you see that? Folks, the test oftentimes is you think it's somebody else that's being tested when in fact it's you that's being tested. I want you to listen carefully, folks, because this is a part of the promise of what we're called to do in this earth as it is in heaven. The lack of opposition and persecution is a bad sign for the church. Opposition is a bad sign for the Christianity of this day that it provokes so little opposition. If it were no other evidence of it being wrong, I should know from that. When the church and the world can jog along together comfortably, you may rest assured that there's something wrong. That's exactly right. Folks, it's a part of God's plan, but that's how He wins the victory if you're willing to take and stand the test. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News update. More survivors have been pulled from the rubble of a 7.8 magnitude earthquake that hit Turkey and Syria. Two women rescued on Saturday are among 67 survivors who have been pulled from the rubble in the past 24 hours, according to Turkey's vice president. The death toll from the earthquake has now topped 24,000. Over a million people have been left homeless. 5 million people in Syria alone are displaced, about 80,000 people hospitalized from the earthquake. The Pentagon says it shot down a high-altitude object that entered U.S. airspace. National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby says the military had been tracking the high-altitude object over Alaska for 24 hours.
The object was flying at an altitude of 40,000 feet and posed a reasonable threat to the safety of civilian flight.
Efforts are currently underway to recover debris from the object. I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Matter of fact, I want to highlight this right now, folks. This is what people, and I talked to the morning show host about this, too. It's amazing how people pick something out that you didn't say, you didn't highlight, and then they try to assume that you were saying that, and then they try to put it in your mouth, and then they try to stir things up. I never said a word about Ukraine. Not a single word. I'm talking about the greatest generation. They said that there was not a household in America that did not feel lost from that war. We're not going to disrespect veterans here. And I would go so far to say, folks, since we have been a constitutional republic, I understand that we have been at war for about 222 years of the duration that we have been here. I'm sorry, since the time that we have been established as a constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4. And most of them have easily been unconstitutional wars. But I have to say this in this particular case, Shifty Powers, going back to him, the sharpshooter from the 101st Airborne said that if it wasn't for us, there would be a swastika flying over the top of the White House. Well, folks, there is regardless. But we've endured another 60 years because of what our veterans did during that particular time. So in saying that, let's stick to the topic, let's stick to what I said, and not what you think I said. 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. I want to lead up to the scream heard around the world. A young girl, they murdered my father. They injected him with poison. Folks, she goes on and tells us that he was strapped down against his will, against the family's wishes. And then they injected poison into his body, namely remdesivir. They starved him to death. that only supplied food for one day out of the 9 days that he was there. He was starved to death. I'm going to lead up to that right now. I want you to see this. This is over the last couple days. I kept these just for the weekend, friends, so you can understand what it is that those that are responsible for concerning this genocide are trying to cover up. Good Morning America just highlighted, mom says she suffered heart attack during PTA meeting at child school. How often have we heard this before the last 3.5 years, folks? And I'm talking about the past 3.5 years. Lily Kimball died suddenly from vaccine SADS. She just recently died. And, of course, the mainstream media is trying to cover up for the deaths. But as I've said for so long, the mainstream media are accomplices in covering for conspirators. Read Jeremiah 11:9. Here's another one. A softball star, 17 years old, collapses and dies unexpectedly. They want you to become accustomed. They want you to be desensitized to just accept this. Okay? Here's another one for you. Alina Facchina, Italian World Cup skier. She's dead at 37 years old. Notice how young they are, okay? Of course, again, and I'm not being facetious, folks. I'm just playing the idiot that they suspect that we are when, in fact, we are not. But they want us to be stupid enough to believe that this is just happening by chance. Here's another one for you. Complex.com highlighted actor Cody Longo, who appeared in Days of Our Lives. He's dead at 34 years old. And, of course, the mainstream media and the conspirators themselves want you to believe what you're told. Don't question the authority. They know better than we do, though they've been busted in scandal after scandal, decade after decade. Here's another one. A 23-year-old woman from Jackson County, Michigan, died suddenly of an unknown cause. I can only imagine what's brewing in the hearts of those that have suffered loss. You know, we've heard, let their cruelty swell our ranks. Well, I can guarantee you, folks, they are swelling our ranks. I guarantee it. Here's another one. Jacqueline Shepin, 73 years old of Hollywood, Florida, passed away on February 3rd, 2023. I bet they don't know what that's from, neither. Wow. Here's another one. You just heard about this kid not too long ago. Michigan teenager who suffered cardiac arrest while on basketball court. He passes away. He just passed away, folks. Oh, and of course, those that are behind the scenes, folks, they're driving the narrative. By the way, you know how dictators take over a country? They continuously drive the narrative and they suppress free speech. Your First Amendment is under attack in a major way, and every single one of these outlets, along with these big tech companies, must be held accountable for their crimes against the American people. Here, a representative is going to tell you this in just a moment. Here's another one for you in case you missed this one as well. And right now it's just kind of doing its thing, but I'm going to let, yeah, there we go. Former Ohio State Demetrius Stanley, he's dead at 48 years old. Okay, dead at 48 years old. Hollywood publicist Doris Bergman, dead at 68 years old. Boy, they just don't know what's going on. Oh, this is on my scroll, folks. This is on my scroll. I'm not even digging this stuff up. This is happening right in the face of the American people, and the people are just not paying attention to what's happening. Here, prove the point. First article just pulled up. I didn't highlight him yet. This is brand new. This is the propagandists spewing their narrative on the people, trying to normalize this, folks. The herds are being thinned out, aren't they, folks? You know what the governor of the state of Minnesota said concerning the advantageousness of having all these illegals coming into America? You know what he said? He said they'll fill the positions that are no longer filled. I'm not kidding you, but let's go back to this. Kernan, a.k.a. Forbes, beloved South African rapper, dead at 35 years old. Top scroll. You've seen me just do it, folks, so you can see that I'm not conjuring this up in any sense of the word. Burt Bacharach, legendary pop composer, he's dead. Boy, oh boy, folks. Just think about this. And you know what they're doing in the state of Minnesota? This criminal Marxist, Tim Walz, who was not voted in by the people in the state of Minnesota, you know what he's trying to do? He's trying to force elementary kids and homeschoolers to take the mandatory shot. What needs to be begged here again, Americans? The burden of proof is not on you. It's on these criminals. Where did you assume that authority that's never been given to you? Oh, we've given them delegated authority to attack our children, have we? Think about that. And what's worse is this same Marxist criminal committing the act of treason, along with these said legislators in the state of Minnesota, every one of them should be rounded up and arrested for treason. I did a piece on this earlier this week, because treason it is. Treason it is. They're handing out license to illegals in the state of Minnesota. And I'll get to another point in just a little bit here, because it's interesting how governors across the United States are actually dispersing illegals into these states simultaneously at the same time that they're giving license to illegals. They're basically flying illegals into what they call the blue states. And these are the said good guys. I'll get to that in a moment. I want you to listen to this representative. And I want you to listen to what she has to say, because she's going to say everything I just told you. Why? Because it now applies to her.
He once tweeted an article he wrote about natural immunity.
She's confronting the CEO for Twitter, and she's confronting him for illegal censorship during the times of the pandemic. Listen carefully.
Thanks to Elon Musk's release of the Twitter files, we learned some of his tweets were tagged with the label of Trends Blacklist. Apparently, the views of a Stanford doctor are disinformation to you people. I, along with many Americans, have long-term effects from COVID. Not only was I a long hauler, but I have effects from the vaccine. It wasn't the first shot, but it was the second shot that I now developed asthma that has never gone away since I had the second shot. I have tremors in my left hand, and I have the occasional heart pain that no doctor can explain, and I've had a battery of tests. I find it extremely alarming Twitter's unfettered censorship spread into medical fields and affected millions of Americans by suppressing expert opinions from doctors and censoring those who disagree with the CDC. I have great regrets.
So this woman that has great regrets, as a said representative, is talking to the CEO of Twitter, a big tech company, that was illegally suppressing the information of the doctors that were questioning the narrative that was being set by the likes of the WHO, the NIH, Bill Gates, Donald Trump, Joe Biden. Now, remember, Donald Trump was the father of the vaccine. And by the way, he's still out there pushing the vaccines on his people, and it's completely backfiring. He's even telling them to take remdesivir. Don't forget that one. Okay, and now he's running for the presidency again in 2024, and I'm going to make a point with that in just a couple minutes as well. But let's listen to the rest of what she has to say, and I'm going to go ahead and replay it for you so you can listen carefully to Mrs. Mace, a said representative, confronting Twitter, a big tech company.
He tweeted an article he wrote about natural immunity. Thanks to Elon Musk's release of the Twitter files, we learned some of his tweets were tagged with the label of Trends Blacklist. Apparently, the views of a Stanford doctor are disinformation to you people. I, along with many Americans, have long-term effects from COVID. Not only was I a long hauler, but I have effects from the vaccine. It wasn't the first shot, but it was the second shot that I now developed asthma that has never gone away since I had the second shot. I have tremors in my left hand, and I have the occasional heart pain that no doctor can explain, and I've had a battery of tests. I find it extremely alarming Twitter's unfettered censorship spread into medical fields and affected millions of Americans by suppressing expert opinions from doctors and censoring those who disagree with the CDC. I have great regrets about getting the shot because of the health issues that I now have that I don't think are ever going to go away.
She's exactly right. It's not ever going to go away because she put it in her body, and you can't reverse that, can you? No. Nope. Folks, what I'm going to do when I come back, I'm going to play this video for you. It's highlighted by Red Voice Media. Daughter goes thermonuclear on doctors who murdered her father with remdesivir. We have to be super careful. And guys down at GCN, can you help me with this? Because she might pop something out that I don't want on the radio. But what she says for the first half is fantastic, because I believe it's the voice of them that have suffered loss. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Before it's news, I'm proud to be a sponsor of Sons of Liberty Radio, featuring Bradley Dean, live stream on our website at 2 p.m. Monday through Saturday. BeforeIt'sNews.com would like to invite our audience to share Sons of Liberty Radio with your family and friends.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. I'm going to go ahead and highlight a video here. The scream heard around the world. They murdered my father. They injected him with poison. Now, keep in mind, over the last couple of minutes, just in case you're joining us now, I've been highlighting all the people that have passed that have come up on social media platforms just over the last 2 days. Just 2 days. That we know of. If you want to see how it's hitting home, talk to your neighbors. I have people that I've been in contact with that have been losing people left and right, all around me. All around me. And what's interesting is the local media, along with the funeral homes, along with the hospitals, are working hand in glove to suppress any information concerning the people that have died from these experimental jabs. Many of them are asking for help, and we have all these spineless attorneys in this country that are making way for those that are pushing this genocide. I would have to say this to those that are suppressing the information. Do understand that you live in this country too. In other words, you're on the same boat, and when it goes down, don't forget that you helped blow a hole in the bottom of that ship when it does go down. And you are subject to the very ones that you're protecting. That's how foolish you are. That's how foolish you are. And folks, this is on a local level. This is on a local level. I could randomly talk to almost any doctor in my area, and they can tell you exactly what's going on, the illegalities of what's going on, and the continual cover-up taking place by the funeral homes, by the local media, and the hospitals. And the attorneys are nowhere to help. Nowhere to help. No wonder why Jesus woed them. He cursed them to their own hell. It's an issue of law, Americans. And again, keep in mind, our government has no business murdering its own children. And yet they've been doing this for decades in this country. Now they are catching up to the older folks, aren't they? Yep, they are. So let's get over to this woman. And again, I just want to reiterate the point. I feel this woman's pain. She's obviously going through some serious internal, obvious pain and turmoil that she wants to release. And she's literally crying out to the world, asking for someone to hear what it is that she has to say. And what's sickening about all of this is this is probably happening in homes all over the country, even as we speak. Okay? So let's go ahead and play this. And again, I have to be very careful, so do forgive me if I interrupt any of what may be going on here. Okay? Let's check this out.
So, anybody heard about Kristen the Piston? Anybody heard about how my father was murdered with remdesivir? Has anybody heard about how the hospital called me and blamed me and my mom? Because we weren't vaccinated and that was the reason he died? Anybody heard about how they put my dad on palliative care and they never fed him and they starved him to death? And they only gave him one can of Ensure in 9 days? Anybody hear about that? Anybody hear about how they put my dad in bilateral restraints, restrained him against his will, and pumped him full of remdesivir against his and his family wishes? While they called me and blamed me and told me he was dying because I wouldn't take the vaccine?
See, folks, I got to stop there because I know she gets into it more and more. She also highlights the fact that her dad was murdered in such a fashion where she just shared this with you, that he was actually strapped down against his will and against the family's will in the hospital where he was injected with remdesivir, which shuts down your organs. And keep in mind, the hospitals are incentivized to use that or a mechanical ventilator or to admit them into the hospital or to take the test or if they die to name it as a COVID death. They're all incentivized. Hospitals are. This is all confirmed information. So what she's telling you is exactly right on. She also says, do you realize that they murdered my dad in such a fashion where they kill men on death row? She said they murdered him in a worse way than they did those men. Can you make this up? This voice right here is what the people that are suffering loss are crying out. And she also says there's no one to help. She said, did you hear about this? Nope. Folks, you go online right now. You go to talk shows. You go to comedians. You go to music videos. You go to any online resource, if you want to call it that, and the narrative's all driven the same way. They're mocking people that are telling you, my family members are dead because of it. If anybody even questions the narrative, they shut down interviews. We played much of this. Folks, you're in dangerous times. You are absolutely in dangerous times. I said yesterday after I played this, folks, you can rest assured this will come to your front door. Because they're already talking about going door to door. And, of course, it won't be the politicians doing that. Because if the politicians had to do that, it would never happen. Just like an unconstitutional war, highlighting what we were talking about earlier. What's happening in this country, folks, is clearly scripture. When you go to Amos 1, what does it tell us? Amos 3. The Lord said, and the songs of the temple shall be howling in that day, saith the Lord, there shall be many dead bodies in every place. They shall cast them forth with silence. What is she doing? She's crying out for someone to hear her because she doesn't think anybody else knows what's happening. This is happening in households all day long. I have friends that are nurses that will tell you the doctors all the well know what they're doing. The murderers. I've had RNs on the radio with me that'll tell you people will come in, nothing wrong with them. And he said, in one particular case, a daughter brought her dad in because he had a hard time breathing. And before you knew it, they pumped him full of remdesivir. A couple hours later, he was dead. This is happening all day long. You want to know why they're doing it, folks? They're being incentivized. They're being paid to kill. Just like their father, the devil, John 10:10. I know there's a lot of people out there. I have friends that are in a particular, well, predicament as this woman is. And it's sad to see, but Americans, we cannot sit by and idly watch this. Go back to the beginning of the show, faith without works is dead. You look at the responses of the video. Oh my goodness, folks. Here, let me give you one. Blank this hospital homicide being carried out by Big Pharma. The comments are not going along with the narrative. The comments are going along with this woman, all the while knowing that this genocide is in fact taking place. But again, the mainstream media is warring to make sure you don't have a voice. We're in dangerous times, folks. This illegal censorship going on in this country must be stopped. Listen to me carefully. Those that were a part of and played the accomplices in covering up for those that are responsible for this genocide must be held accountable in spite of corruption within the courts. Hey, if the law doesn't serve me, I must serve as the law. Because under the Constitution of America, we are the law. And you better get out of your minds that, folks, they're the government and you're not. No, they do what you tell them that they can do, according to the law. They're representatives. They're not dictators. And, folks, how far gone we have gone in this country blows me away to no end. Another one said, I'm angry about that, too. And they haven't murdered anyone in my family. And then the person said, yet. Lorraine said, heartbreaking facts. They cannot say that they did not know. Many of these people are in this predicament because they didn't listen to guys like me or the doctors that were being censored. There's enough information out there, folks, since the beginning of this. That's all they had to look into was the crimes of Anthony Fauci and Bill Gates. Because this was all being forecasted. But they didn't do that. You know, and isn't it funny, 94% of the people don't believe the government, them hypocrites, until the government tells them they better go get a shot or they're going to lose their job. The government's never been put into position to do that. Never. Ever. Not a one of them. Oh my goodness, and we've talked about that as well. One person said, Ferg said, powerful truth. So sad and sinister, this regime. I want you to remember who started this, folks. Donald Trump opened the floodgates to this. He calls himself proudly the father of the vaccine. Lisa said, my heart goes out to her. I totally get this. She has every right in the world to share her pain. She does. She hurts. Yes, she does. I'm so sorry, she said, that this has happened to her and so many others. So sorry, sweetheart, in all sincerity. Folks, it goes on and on and on and on and on and on of the people that watch that video that agree with everything that she just said. Did you hear that from the mainstream media? If you haven't, that's how dangerous the times are, and that's why it is so important for you to respond to the truth that's been given. We got hour two coming up, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.